We're told a picture is worth a thousand words. For commentator Baxter Black, some early paintings he has seen say a lot about the ability of the painters.
So there I was, taking a snapshot of my brother-in-law. He was standing in front of drawings on a cave wall. The cave was isolated, well hidden, inaccessible, and not known to many 21st century travelers. We'd been told the paintings were thought to be centuries old. It was easy in this lonesome place for me to imagine a band of nomadic Native Americans living, or at least summering, in this high mountain condo. The wall motif showed humans hunting a variety of hooved, ring-tailed, and horned beasts across the rocky face. I appreciated the sanctity of what I was witnessing, but a question kept burbling up in my mind like indigestion. Why were early painters of Western art such bad artists? The warrior's hands looked like a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. Their feet resembled a camera tripod. The elk, deer, or moose appeared as sawhorses with a mangled TV antenna for antlers. What I assumed to be bears could have easily been armadillos, abandoned tires, a carpet remnant, or elephant spore on a Tanganyika airstrip. I have observed that in every group of 30 or 40 people, there are a few who have a natural ability to carry a tune. Some who can shoot straight, some are good with dogs, and some can draw. Were there no cave painters who knew which way legs bent? Who could depict the shape of a buffalo, a foot, or an antler? Was it because they were forced to use the tar and broken limb medium? Were they limited by the size of the canvas? Was the lighting always bad? Well, it had been pointed out to us that drawing is an art that must be refined. Realistic depiction must be learned, and I guess that must be true, though it still seems to me that you could raise Frederick Remington or Norman Rockwell in the wilderness, give them a piece of charcoal, stand them in front of a cave wall, and get a more accurate representation. I mean, shouldn't there be some inherent ability? Well, the real truth is probably more shabby. The chief's daughter always fancied herself an artist, but all she could draw was stick figures. The chief decreed that no one should draw better than her, and it stuck. So the real native artist turned to turquoise, silver, and beadwork, and waited for Charlie Russell to come along and paint them realistically. Or is this something an art history major would know?
The comments of cowboy poet, philosopher, and former large animal veterinarian Baxter Black.